Because the CEO of Ticketmaster couldn't be here, I was asked to represent corporate America in the main tribute to program, so I'm grateful for that opportunity. Just as a quick aside, earlier the head of NARAS talked about the downloading market, and some good news. Last month, over 50 million songs were legally used over our Rhapsody service, where for each of those song plays, we pay publishers and record companies. Unfortunately, I can't attest that the record companies actually pay the artists. That's not our department. But back to the topic at hand, Pearl Jam. The music that Pearl Jam gives in the world, the values that Pearl Jam espouses, and the actions that they take are entirely resonant, and it's that resonance, that power that connects us all and makes me so proud to be here tonight. I remember one of the many times I had the opportunity to see Pearl Jam was at a show in the Moore Theater where the band didn't say anything at all other than when Ed introduced Better Man. He said, this next song, I'm paraphrasing, this next song is about someone who gets kicked in the face, knocked down, gets back up, brushes herself off, turns the other cheek, even though she knows she might get kicked again. And Ed continued, come to think of it, that's what all our songs are about. And I think that was a very telling statement of the power of music to revive and power, and the work that Pearl Jam has done, not only through their music, but through their incredible contributions to over dozens and dozens of charities, giving millions upon millions of dollars, both directly and through their catalytic work. You heard the list in the program, it's really a remarkable list, including Choice USA, Seattle Public Schools, Home Alive, Northwest AIDS Alliance, and the Future Music Coalition, just to name five. A sixth that I might name is the Green Party, and personally, as someone who wants regime change in this country, I hope they defer that one till next year for further gifts. Two other charities that Pearl Jam has been involved in that have been personally meaningful in my life are the work they've done with Conservation International. About 2 years ago, Stone invited me to that fundraiser, and it was a quite remarkable experience, and through that ended up going to Africa, which was not only a remarkable, transforming experience to go to Tanzania and Rwanda and Uganda, but also it was the experience about 6 weeks ago where I asked my fiancé to marry me, so I thank these gentlemen for that. And then finally, although there's so many different charities these guys are involved in, was involved with Ed in a fundraiser for the West Memphis Three, and I don't know how much you all know about them, but it's really a remarkable situation. It's three guys in Arkansas who had the misfortune to like music that was deemed culturally dissonant, and through that they were accused of and convicted of a set of crimes based on very circumstantial evidence. And it was really, it's the way that Pearl Jam has embraced that unpopular, that complicated issue and the stand they've taken against death penalty, I'm just incredibly proud to have been associated with that. We could go on and on here, but you're not here to hear me, you're here to, I'm sure, hear these guys. And it's really with incredible pride that I get to introduce and honor the Northwest Impact Award to five guys, to use their phrase, I don't think we could find five better men. Ladies and gentlemen, Pearl Jam. Thank you very much.